This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we considered things we should appreciate in Malachi 3. Now notice things we should avoid. Malachi lumps these together in verse 5. I will come near to you for judgment. I will be quick to testify against sorcerers, adulterers, and perjurers, against those who defraud laborers of their wages, who oppress the widows and the fatherless, and deprive aliens of justice. But do not fear me, says the Lord Almighty. It's clear those he's addressing are self-centered, arrogant, taking advantage of the needy, and oblivious of their responsibility and accountability to a righteous, holy, and compassionate God, who is concerned for the welfare of those in need. They're unjust, irreverent, and indifferent to God's decrees. Their heart attitude is reflected in their disobedience towards tithing and being ungrateful and unwilling to give offerings to God. Without these resources, the spiritual leaders couldn't provide necessities to meet the needs of the disadvantaged. In this, they robbed God. In addition, they said, it is futile to serve God. What did we gain by carrying out his requirements and going about like mourners before the Lord Almighty? But now we call the arrogant blessed. Certainly the evildoers prosper, and even those who challenge God escape. To please God, such negative attitudes and actions must be avoided. We need to concern ourselves with pleasing God, rather than resisting and opposing him.